All right, Jared Robinson back here at Texan Stadium, and we promised you earlier that we were going to have a special guest, and a young man, a gentleman who walked into the booth here with us just a second ago, has been part of this community for a long, long time. He's been through the thick and the good times and the bad times. We talked about it a little bit earlier, but I'm going to introduce everybody to Mr. Matt Meeks. Matt, I think you graduated, I think it was 98, something 98, like that?
98, that's yeah. Correct. Yes, sir. The great year of.
Yes, that's right. That's right. Many moons ago, as we've talked about the moon tonight several times on the opposite side over there. But Matt is a gentleman who's really dedicated everything that he's got. His family's been here for years and years. Those of you who don't know him, Chester Franklin Arena out at the VFW Post was his grandfather. Cindy and Steve Meeks are his parents. They've owned Rio Bonito Resort, who we talked about it a little bit in 2015, was, you know, just part of the tragedy that came through Wimberley and the flood. They've really battled and had a lot of time spent, a lot of friends, a lot of favors called in. I know they've been working their tails off. I was down there the other day for a little party for a friend that they threw, and it's getting there. They're getting back on their feet. They're going to do a little wedding venue down there now, and it's going to be an awesome place. I really encourage everybody to go down there. It's going to be called Waters Point. So you guys come into Wimberley and really go down there, check out the river. It's changed. It will be forever changed, but it's still fantastic. The Wimberley Blanco River is something that we've always had pride in here. I know Matt has lived on it all of his life, literally, and he's seen it change really more than anybody. So, Matt, give us just kind of an idea. 24-14, we've seen really anything and everything you can think of. We've seen two long bombs. We've seen really a kicking game. Mike and I have yet to figure it out yet, but give us your take kind of on the game so far, bud.
Well, it's just trying to be one up here, one up there. You know, we kick an onside kick. They kick an onside kick. They throw a bomb, start off the game, for a touchdown, and they turn around and do the same thing. But it's been very exciting so far. Good crowd tonight. You know, just getting into the game alone and getting a seat, it's been was hard to do. But that's good to see everybody out here enjoying it. Texans look good. We turned over the ball, I think, twice inside the red zone in the first quarter. But it's good to come out of the first half with the lead. You know, I'm sure we'll go back into the locker room and fix up those problems here and there and come back out with the game scheme, hold on to the football.
Yeah, you're right, Coach Warren. We had the interception. JoJo threw the interception in the first quarter, and then Hunter Williams fumbled both within the red zone. We've talked about it several times up here tonight, and it's when you're down there in that red zone, you really want to pound the football in. We've got the field goal come out of it, and the last couple we've punched the ball in. So that's something that definitely last week we saw the same exact thing in Lampasas. We went with a 10-0 lead, so same 10 point lead going into Lampasas, and out of the second half, Coach Warren really rallied his troops, got them back. Got them focused, and they came back in and put some points on the board. But man, I can't tell you, you're right. As I the glare of the lights up here in the press box a little bit sometimes block it. When you said that, I looked down. My wife sent me a text message earlier. Her and my daughter are here, and she said you ought to see the line to get in. And Matt made the comment a minute ago. Of course, I know your wife Natalie, your two kids Carter and Creek are both here as well watching the game. But hopefully, she's saving your seat down there for you. Hopefully, she can throw an elbow maybe.
Yeah, well. Natalie actually and Creek, my youngest, had to leave first quarter right away. So, but my oldest is here. He actually got to run out of the tunnel with the players. That's a cool thing that they do this year. We're signed up over at Scudder. He's kindergarten this year, and they allow the kids to kind of stand in front of the helmet as the guys are coming out, and the guys run out and they follow them onto the field. And it's been a blast for them to see him do it. But yeah, you're right. It's the crowd's been great tonight. The line coming in was. You know, I came up here at 6 o'clock, bought my tickets just because I knew it was going to be a big game. And even at 6, the parking lot was almost all full to the old football field. So good to see everybody coming out here supporting. It's a good football game. Exciting so far.
Yeah, and it's really developed into the rival. We talked about it earlier with Canyon Lake being one so close. A lot of these kids know each other, either play baseball, other sports, possibly things like that together. So, you know, they know each other. They know what's at stake here when they step on the field, you know, whether it's in Wimberley or Canyon Lake. We've got the game this year. Last year, I believe it was in Canyon Lake. And so it's a competitive rivalry. We always hope it's a friendly rivalry. It's been a real good game so far. It's a non-district game. We changed districts this year, but it'll always, I think, really kind of compare to what, when you and I were in high school, that was Dripping Springs.
Absolutely.
It was that Dripping Springs game that really got everybody motivated. I remember back then, you know, obviously, we nowadays you can't do some of the things that we did back then.
Sure.
You don't get away with them anymore, but that's we slowly start seeing that over the last couple of years with Canyon Lake really becoming that more of a rivalry with the Texans, as Dripping Springs is obviously, we know it's grown, it's crazy, it's quite a bit bigger, and they've moved up there. So, well, overall, I mean, you know, we've talked kind of about you. You talked about the deal over at Scudder, and that's amazing. I actually didn't know that it was a sign-up. I know that they let the kids run out. We talked about it the very first game. That's pretty awesome that they get those youth involved with the program, letting them run out in front of the field. I know that you've coached youth sports. I know that you're real big involved with our baseball programs.
We've coached them together.
That's right. That's right. And it's it's always good to see younger individuals like yourself. You've served on the city council. You've really dedicated your heart and your soul to this town and see it come back. And obviously, again, we said earlier, kind of coming through that tragedy of what happened. And we hope it never gets there again. And what you guys are doing down there is really looking fantastic. I encourage everybody to go down there and take a look at it at one point. But, Matt, thank you very much for coming up here and joining us.
Absolutely.
For the halftime. We're going to kick it down to the band here in 1 second. But I appreciate you coming up, and I hope you and Carter enjoy the rest of the game.
Absolutely. And, I just want to say that it's not hard to give back to a community that's given back so much to you. So when those things happen, I'm still involved here. My kids are going through the program, like yours will soon be. When that happens, you want to step up and do everything you can to make it the place that you grew up in, we both grew up in.
Yeah, absolutely. You can never give too much. I mean, throughout the youth sports organizations and stuff that you and I have both done, there's some youth football games tomorrow that a lot of these guys that are parents of kids that will be future Texans, they're out there coaching. We've got, Kevin Heckel, Eric Buell, a lot of these guys that are out there going to be coaching tomorrow Saturday for the youth football program. You're right. It's so important to continue to give back and continue to do the things that your community, that as you were raised, you saw and you saw done right. So absolutely, I encourage everybody to get out there and really, whatever it may be, something even as simple as helping out with Lions Club or something like that, man, get out there and really help out your community. Matt is really a portrait and a picture exactly perfect of what that is. So thanks for joining us, man. We really appreciate it.
Jared, I really appreciate you having me up here, and look forward to the second half of this football game.
Absolutely. We're going to kick it down to the band for you guys right now and let you listen to it. And we're here at Texan Stadium, Wimberley 24-14 at the half.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to call your attention to the boarding service.
Welcome back to Texan Stadium here. We're Canyon Lake Band just kind of peeling off the field right now. Wimberly's going to, looks like they're going to come out set up. We're going to go to a little bit of a break, let Wimberly set up, and we'll come back and turn the volume up for the Wimberly Texan Marching Band.
Support for this Texan football broadcast comes from Christy and Thad Dagenhart, owners of Wimberly Ace Hardware, featuring Wimberly Texan Spirit merchandise, new home decor, and lifestyle division, and supplies for do-it-yourself projects. Tip of the month and general information online at WimberlyAce.com.
104.1 KOWO, LPFM Wimberly, and KOOFM.org. The best music on earth.
Welcome back to Texan Stadium. Jared Robinson with Mike Blackwell here. Definitely want to give a special thanks out to Matt Meeks for coming up here and kind of sharing us a sharing the booth with us. That's something that we're going to maybe try to do. We're going to hope to maybe bring somebody up really at the half of all of the home games to just kind of, you know, just talk to them and get their insight. Matt was a longtime resident, been in this town a long time, so we really enjoyed him coming up here. And y'all stay with us right here. The Wimberly Texan Band is taking the field right now. Drums are set up, so I'm going to kick it down to the field. And you guys enjoy the Wimberly Texan Marching Band.
Lindsay Walker and Bryce Sonier.